Michael Moore escapes the slammer. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Michael Moore, the in-your-face filmmaker who's replaced Bill Clinton as the number one annoyance to conservatives, has managed to escape the slammer, even though the state Republican Party in Michigan is convinced he's been bribing voters. You see, Moore has this thing about college students who don't vote. He thinks they should vote because he figures the more college students vote, the more likely it is that George W. Bush will lose. And even though it would deprive him of so much easy material, Michael Moore really wants Mr. Bush to lose. But getting college students to vote these days isn't easy. How do you recruit voters from a generation so unmotivated they even call themselves slackers? Moore hit on a brilliant idea. Offer them what slackers need most. So he embarked on what he called the Slacker Uprising Tour, during which he would call non-voters to the stage in exchange for a promise to interrupt their naps long enough to vote. He'd offer them fast food and clean underwear. Well, Republicans in Michigan saw their chance. The party filed complaints in the four Michigan counties where Moore made the offer, demanding he be prosecuted under a state law which makes it illegal to promise something of value to another person in exchange for that person's agreeing to vote. Alas, the prosecutors, even the Republican ones, declined, one of them commenting it would trivialize the election code, leaving Michael Moore free to roam the campuses, recruiting as many slackers as he wants and leaving conservatives with no choice but to yank their kids out of college. But take heart, at least Martha Stewart is safely behind bars today. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.